Blog Talk Radio.
With Dr. Charles Ross. I hope you're having a good day, no matter what time of the day or night that you might be listening to this. Today's show is going to focus around a topic of creating yourself an opportunity to be in business for yourself. About 30-something years ago, about 20 years ago, I had a show called Your Personal Finance, and started out in 1986, and we went all the way up to about 2003 or 4. And the show went off the air because it's a little personal testimony here. The show went off the air because I thought that God was leading me to open up a Christian bookstore. And I did that. And I threw about $500,000 into that store, and in the span of about 2 years, lost it all. My desire was to open up a bookstore in Atlanta. It was in, if you're familiar with Atlanta, it was in North Lake Mall, which is right off La Vista Road. And the times were changing. That was before, well, I think Amazon was out there and it was selling books and stuff like that, but not really wasn't a force to be reckoned with. But bookstores were on a decline. And I didn't know that at the time. I did my research, and as far as I knew, bookstores were still very much a popular retail option. But nonetheless, these, in 2 years, we blew through that money, and the store had to close. And so after that, I surveyed my daughters, and they said you should go into education, which I did. Got a PhD in education. And I enjoy educating because it gives me an opportunity to give back. But I've missed being my own boss and the freedom it provides you. For one, you don't have to wait for somebody to give you a paycheck. And that paycheck identifies, okay, this is how much you're worth, whether it's $500 a week, $1,000 a week, or whatever. But being in my own business, I was able to, of course, establish my worth through the efforts of doing my own efforts. My desire to, produce the show, Your Personal Finance, which comprised of vignettes, 2-minute vignettes, 1 minute of commercial, another minute of editorial. And I was able to sell that to advertisers like Procter & Gamble, HUD, Chrysler, MasterCard. Am I missing it? There's a couple others, too. Bank One. And so at its height, I had 100 stations, probably 3 or 4 million people listening every week. And it was great, But like I said, I thought that the Lord was leading me into that, and that didn't pan out. But now, I revived my show, Your Personal Finance, through the new medium of what you guys call podcasting, broadcasting. And so on Blog Talk Radio, I'm able to connect with you all across the world, all across the country. And so this pandemic and being sheltered at home, because we've been sheltered at home since the middle of March, and it has, today is June 12th, so that's about 3 months. And getting up every day, me and my wife, she's sheltering in place too. She's working from home as well as I am. But it revived in me a desire to be my own boss. So anyway, I had this lady on, aerospace engineer by the name of Juanita Kraft, and I thought it was just going to be an exercise in sharing with my listeners, you, about credit and about financial planning. And after hearing about, you know, this program, I said, hey, let me take a look at this. Long story short, I said, wow, this company has all the different services and products that I wish I had known 20, 25 years ago when I was doing my radio show and I could have exposed my listeners to. But, of course, the company wasn't around then. So this company is called Financial Education Services, and this company is provides its agents the ability to build a business by marketing innovative financial literacy tools, products, and services. It was founded in 2004, headquartered in Farmington Hills, Michigan. It has consistent sales growth, is debt-free, and the same executives that started the company are there, which is important. But one of the things that the reason why I latched on and said this is a great company because it fits in with what I call my brand. In other words, the things that I'm about, financial literacy, financial planning, financial success, empowering people to be their greatest in their financial lives. One of the things about a year or so ago, my wife and I got into real estate is our effort to be financially independent, you know, creating a portfolio of income-producing properties that we can then, of course, obviously live on. One of the things when I talk with FES amount was, I said, well, you know, if I can, earn about $1,500 a month, every month, then I could buy a property every 3 months because the properties we buy are around $30,000, and you have to put 15% down, which equates to $4,500. And so I said, great. So every 3 months I could buy a property using this extra money. We got money set aside, but this would be extra money that we can use. So I could buy four properties a year. And in a space of about 4 or 5 years, I would accumulate about 20, 25 properties. And with gross rents of about $150,000, and I figured, hey, if I can't live on $150,000, then there's something wrong. So when I talked to FES and they said, oh, you'll blow past that. I said, really? I said, yes. I said, well, great. So you put two things together. One, I'm able to empower my people with some financial tools that they really need. And believe me, there's some great, great services. And also earn some money and a part-time job. And I was like, okay, all right, I can get with that. Because, you know, I'm not going to share something with anybody that I don't believe in. And I'll be honest, I was a little skeptical at first, but once I saw what they can do and what the product is, I was like, well, sign me up. I want some of this. So anyway, so that's, you know, our entree into getting with FES. But if you notice that there are a lot of folks in what they call the gig economy. There are 16 and a half million people making additional income. Now, I don't know what that says about our economy, but it says that people are saying, I can't just live on the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year I'm making. I need some extra money to do whatever I want, whether it's safe for retirement, travel, put your kids through college, support your family, whatever it is. And so you see things like Lyft and Uber and Amazon, Flex has things, and Grubhub, all these things are part-time gigs that people are using. But this is a business opportunity you can work from home. You be your own boss. You don't have to answer to anybody. You make your own hours. You work as hard as you want or as little as you want, depending on how much money you want to make. You build yourself a team of people to help you. You can work literally from anywhere. You can, you know, me and my wife, we love to be on the beach. So my idea is sitting on the beach on my cell phone or iPad or whatever, you know, running my business, you know, and that's possible. That's not a pipe dream. Be part of a community that's very supportive. You know, I've never seen so much training and support coming from an organization. Every day they're giving you support. You have folks on the team that's helping you be successful. And you always say you want to be around people who are like-minded. So if you want to make money and be around like-minded people, then this is the place to be. As I mentioned, you can work full or part-time, and you help people reach their personal and financial goals. So on the product side, you're helping individuals with their financial plans, helping them understand their budgeting, savings, monitoring their net worth, putting together wills and trusts and power of attorney, monitoring their credit, building their credit. All these things are so important to be financially successful. And they have some easy online tools to use, excellent agent support. So what is it that you want to do? Do you want to, you know, basically in this environment, you trade your time for money. And so whether you work 2 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, it doesn't matter. So you've got to determine, you know, what that's going to be. And then you get residual income because, you know, you want to be able to work and then, excuse me, get paid on the work that you've done. So, you know, if you put a person in business and they're doing well, you're going to get some residual income because you're not working. Passive income, as we call it. Just like in real estate. You know, I buy a property for $30,000. I rent it out for $600. I'm not doing anything, okay? I'm getting money. My money is working hard for me because I'm not doing anything to create that money. Yes, I earned the money. I invested in it. But I'm not going in there working every day, 8 hours a day. It's making money for me. And that's where, you know, you need to be, getting passive income. That's the rule of the day. And to be honest, traditional marketing has changed tremendously. 84% of people trust word-of-mouth recommendations over any other form of advertising. If someone tells you a restaurant is good, guess what? If you know that person and you know the quality of the type of restaurants they like to go to, then you say, oh, I'm going to check that out, you see? So, you know, one of the things about this business is that you're going to work off referrals and also off of people that you know and contacts. I mean, everybody has 50 to 100 people that they know. Now, whether they're acquaintances or good friends, you know, that may be an issue, but you know people. And, you know, it's as easy as just sharing with people. And, you know, what I've been doing is say, hey, listen, you know, I've got this video I'd like you to see, and let me see what you think about it. Okay? And they look at it, listen to it, or watch it, really, and they say, hey, this looks pretty good. You know, tell me more. And then you have that conversation. So, you know, some people say they don't like selling, you know, and I get that, but nothing happens in America unless something is sold. Just think about it. Everything. The house that you live in, the apartment, the car, the clothes you wear, the books you buy. All these things have to be sold by somebody, whether it's a passive sale, where they do advertising and then you go and seek them out, or whether someone has approached you about these things. But you could make FES, Financial Education Services, your side hustle and be rewarded for referring clients to the protection plan products that we have. And that's the great thing. And in addition to the products that I had mentioned about the credit monitoring and the credit part, and also the savings and the monitoring your network and all those type of things, you also have opportunities for other additional products. So, for example, like we have cellular service, we have travel service, we have healthcare services. We even have a product where it's called, I think it's called My Credit Rent or Credit My Rent. And this is a great product for those people who are renting and they want to buy a house. And so they're able to use their monthly rent that they pay, report it to the credit bureau, so that then therefore it would help them qualify to buy a house, because apartment, you know, complexes do not report to the credit bureaus unless you get evicted or have some, some past debt, or you owe them some rent or something like that. So that's something to take a look at. So what better way to make a living than making a difference, helping people improve their financial well-being? I mean, just think about it. You know, that's a great thing. I don't think anybody would say, you know, I don't want to help people be financially successful. So how does it work? Okay. So let's get down to the money part. You're earning commission on personal sales. So every sale that you make, you make a $100 commission for each new protection plan member. And then you earn a $12 residual income for every monthly protection plan payment. See, that's that residual income that we're talking about. You make a direct commission, and then you get income coming over every month, you know, that they keep the plan. And then they have bonuses where, as you move up to various levels and titles in the company, from agent, field trainer, to sales director, executive sales director, all the way to senior vice president, you get an opportunity to get bonuses anywhere from a $160 bonus all the way up to a $560, what they call a customer acquisition bonus. So these are good things that you need to think about. And then you get additional overrides for various levels, percentage of your total volume of sales. You get additional rewards, okay? There's all kinds of, and I'm not in it for those rewards and things like that, you know, because my wife and I, we just have a plan that we want the additional income so that we can, you know, buy properties and then retire off the properties. But in addition, we're looking at, okay, you know, this is going to be going good. We'll continue to be associated with FES because, once again, we're just sharing it with people, telling them, you know, what it's done for us, and then they make a decision whether it's something they want to be a part of. It's as simple as that, you know. So there's other type of rewards you get. So, for example, they call it the rest, relaxation, retirement, building towards rest, relaxation, and retirement. Now, I don't know what you've thought about your retirement, and most people haven't, and I understand why. They haven't thought about retirement because if you have not, you know, if you have not had an opportunity to, you know, really put together, well, let's say this, if you don't have a, if you don't have a retirement plan like a pension or something like that, then chances are you have a 401k plan. And then that 401k plan, you're supposed to build it up. You know, usually for most people, they're going to need $1 million in their 401k plan. And I'll be honest with you, my years of financial planning, I've very rarely found somebody with $1 million in their financial plan, their 401k plan or 403b plan. So, you know, what is your plan? Social Security is not going to be enough. It's not, you know. I think, for example, at my age, I'm a baby boomer, and my retirement age is supposed to be 66 and 6 months. That means that's my natural retirement age. And at that point, I think that I'll get about $30,000 a year. Well, that's not enough to retire at all. Okay. And I hope most of you guys are downloading or getting access to your Social Security statement every year. They used to send it out or send you a notice about 2 or 3 months before you, you know, before you would, for your birthday. And now they just say, hey, you can log on anytime and download it. So I hope you're doing that. But anyway, I digress. Rest, relaxation, retirement. So here are certain different bonuses and things you can get, you know, up to a $600 monthly car payment. Wouldn't that be nice? Up to a $10,000 cash bonus, $1,500 car allowance. At another level, you get a $25,000 cash bonus. Okay. And it goes all the way up to a $50,000 cash bonus with an automobile upgrade option. And then I believe at the top, no, it's not the top. And then level six is a $5,000 monthly house payment. How much house could you buy with $5,000? Okay. Monthly retirement bonus up to $25,000. Monthly bonus from $100,000 to $250,000. So if you have not thought about retirement, then this is something that you might want to take a real serious look at, because this could be part, not all, but this could be part of your retirement plan. Whatever you have in your 401k, and God bless you if you have a pension, any savings, this could be a great opportunity. And if you're young, no matter where you are, you know, you can, you know, get that, you know, money coming in at some point down the road. All the training and tools you get a personalized website, you get an online back office, live agent and customer support, weekly pay, you get life insurance, professional marketing materials. Let me tell you something. You know, I'm a stickler for professional stuff, you know, and the marketing materials that they provide are first rate. I'm telling you, it's just quality stuff. Of course, the commissions we talked about, regional training, tax advantages. And if you haven't thought about taking, having a side hustle so you can write off things that you normally couldn't do. And let me give you an example of some of the things that my wife and I are looking at. So, for example, we're helping some of our relatives down in Savannah who have signed up already. So now every time we go to Savannah, we meet with our relative that's part of FES down there. Guess what? I could write off that trip. I signed up some people in New York City, which is where I'm from. Every time I go to New York City, guess what? I could write off that trip. So in anything like computers and iPads and supplies and all kinds of things that you can do that. So, you know, you go out to dinner with somebody who you talk about FES, guess what? You could write that dinner off. Okay, and there's IRS guidelines for that. But my point is that a lot of the things that's money just going out your pocket can now be claimed as a deduction. Isn't that cool? Of course. All right. So all the other things that we've talked about are all nice things. So to become an agent today, all it would take is a one-time setup fee of $288. That's it. And that includes the first month. And then the monthly subscription is $89 every month. And there's no contract. You can stop at any time. I mean, let's say you get into it and you find out this isn't for you. Okay, fine, no problem. But I guarantee you, once you get in, you're going to be so excited about what you learn and what you're able to do and how it's helped you, you're going to be shouting from the rooftops. I promise you. I promise you that. I promise you that. Okay? And here's the other thing. They have something called the Power of Five. Now, this is really neat. Okay? Are you ready for this? Listen to this. This is really cool. You bring in five customers or agents, and you qualify to get your next month's services for free. That's right. Isn't that cool? So you could become a part of FES, be an agent, sign up people, and the service that you have is absolutely free. Then the technology is really cool. They have apps that you download so you can do your business on your phone, okay? And it's just a great, great, great opportunity for you to one, to help other people or perhaps, you know, just help yourself. If you don't want to become an agent, then take advantage of program. Now, how can you get started? What category are you in? Are you A, you're ready to go? Okay. Well, what you need to do, all you need to do is email me at charlesross@outlook.com, charlesross@outlook.com, and or you can call me at 404-272-4633, and I'll repeat that, 404-272-4633, or email at charlesross@outlook.com. And then we'll get in touch. We'll schedule a time for us to talk, 5 to 10 minutes. I promise you, you'll be able to figure out real quick whether this is something for you. But I promise you, this is a program that you need. Now, if you don't want to become an agent, then you can just sign up for to be a customer. And that's $188. Okay, it's $89 is included in that. It's a $100 setup fee and $89. So you'll be able to get started. But let's say you get into it as a customer, then 2 or 3 months down the road, you say, hey, listen, I'm liking this. I'm liking what it's doing for me. It's helping me build my credit or restore my credit or improve my credit. Then I want to help other people. So I want to, number one, I can help other people be financially successful, but also put some money in my pocket. Whatever your financial goals might be. Maybe all you want to make is an extra $500 a month, maybe $1,000 a month, whatever it is. Remember, because you could do this part-time, and I know everybody has a part-time job, but I guarantee you, once you get into this, you're going to start trying to figure out a way of how can I do this full-time. Okay? So, what category? Are you ready to go? So, you want to get signed up? I gave you my information. You can click on this. If you're listening to this on your phone or on the computer, you can click on, and on the description, then my email is there. My phone number, you know, it's not there, but I'm giving it to you right now. You may have a couple of few questions, or you just want the services. But the secret of getting ahead is getting started. It's just you got to start somewhere, and I just would implore you to at least give it a look, because 6 months from now, when I'm coming on here telling you all the great things that my wife Felicia and I are doing, and how we're traveling the country, and we're changing lives. And you're going to wish that, well, I wish I would have got into it 6 months ago. But it's never too late to get started now. So I encourage you to get in there and do something. because the whole thing is that I don't know what you're going to do for retirement. There's very few pensions out there. Governments, employees have pensions on the state and the federal level, and teachers. Outside of that, I don't know how many other companies really provide pensions anymore. And so this is a great opportunity for you to get involved. Okay, that ends my almost 30 minutes. I only took about 25 minutes. I hope you listened to all of it and heard it. I'm going to give you my phone number again, 404-272-4633. Or you can reach out to me at charlesross@outlook.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be sharing more over some of the podcasts as we bring on other guests that perhaps, may not have anything to do with FES, but I'm committed to coming to you at least 3 times a week with information to change your lives and to help you, be a important, part of what we're doing. And I hope I'll see you soon or hear from you. And just as a side note, on one of the broadcasts, maybe about a month ago, I had a young lady about the black sunscreen product. She just received, I want to say it was like $1 million investment from an investment fund. So we might have her on back on to talk about that. She was a young lady who wasn't a chemist, but decided to do something and has a sunscreen just for black people. So I'm excited about that, to hear people doing well, because, it's that time that we need to get it. So I am going to leave you with a little Barry White, Rap City in White, that has become my theme song. And I hope to hear from you soon.